All right, I'm going to call the Candia Planning Board meeting of March 20th, 2024, in session at 6:30 PM. Would you all please rise and join me? Pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll do the roll call. Rudy here. Mark?
Here.
Brian?
Yeah.
Judy?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Tim?
Here.
Kevin?
Here.
Mike? She is excused. Linda?
Linda's on.
Yep.
She's muted and she stepped away for a second.
She's okay. And Mike Santa is not here. Okay. Just so we don't screw up like I did last year, we need to choose a chair and vice chair for the coming year, starting at April 1st. So we'll get that out of the way now. So I'd open the nomination process.
I'd like to nominate Rudy Cartier for chair again.
There are a second on that.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Okay. We have a motion and a second on the floor. We'll take a vote on that. Rudy, yes. Mark?
No.
Okay. Ryan?
No.
Okay. Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
No.
Tim?
Abstain.
And Kevin?
No.
Okay. So there's four no's, so that would be the nomination didn't pass. So open it up to another nomination.
I'd like to nominate Tim Darcy as Planning Board Chair.
Nomination for Tim, second?
I'll second.
Okay, Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Judy?
Abstain.
Scott?
Yes.
Tim?
Abstain.
Kevin?
Yes.
Then we don't have that. Okay. So we have full board. Okay, so we have five. So, Tim, you're going to be the new chair as of April 1st. Let's see, we'll go to vice chair, nomination for vice chair.
I nominate Mark Schilbeck.
Second?
I'll second that.
Okay, motion to second. Rudy, abstain. Mark?
Abstain.
Ryan?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
And Kevin?
Yes.
Okay. So you have a new chair, and you'll have the same vice chair as last year. All right. Going on to new business, we'll do the public hearing for the adoption of the capital improvements plan. And we have Nate Miller from Southern New Hampshire Planning to do that presentation.
Yeah. There is nobody here in the presentation. So we can sort
Where's your PowerPoint?
You've got it, but
I do have a PowerPoint.
All right.
Yeah, he does.
Let's see.
That's something can you share it online?
In the minutes, right?
What, that he has a PowerPoint?
Well, just that we, I think, can we include the screen? The whole PowerPoint?
Did you open
on the calendar?
No.
Or in the,
okay.
You can make those up.
I think they can. Yeah, I think he said it is, it will be on the website and everything.
Did you fill out the survey?
Oh, totally. That was in the survey. Yes, right away.
Okay.
And I shared it. I told Barbara. I'm going to come back here. As we did, in case I didn't know that.
Do this. I'm going to go to share screen. Click on this. Share. Now we're broadcasting this. I'll shrink this momentarily. And
there you go.
Wow. Okay. Brief overview of the CIP that we're here to discuss tonight, and this is the 2024 to 2029 CIP. This is in the actual CIP itself, but just as a reminder, this is an advisory document. It's prepared under the provisions of RSA 674, which is the New Hampshire state statute. It has five purposes: to provide the town of Candia with a guide to be used during the budgeting process, to provide the town of Candia with a planning tool for the creation of a stable tax rate, to aid the town's elected officials, appointed committees, and department heads in the prioritization, coordination, and sequencing of necessary municipal and school improvements, to inform the town's residents and business owners and developers of needed and planned capital improvements, and to provide the necessary legal basis for the administration of the town's impact fee system, which we will be getting to work on shortly after the adoption of the CIP. What is a capital improvement project in the town of Candia? It is defined as having the following characteristics: a cost of at least $5,000, a useful life of at least 5 years. It must be a non-operating and non-recurring expense, so maintenance expenses and personnel expenses aren't considered capital improvements, and for any project requiring bond financing. How does the town of Candia classify capital improvement projects? We had this framework of five different classifications: committed, urgent, necessary, deferrable, and inconsistent. Essentially, anything in the top three made it into the capital improvement program. Anything that was deferrable was recognized as a necessary project, but something that could happen after 2029 in our case. And anything that was inconsistent just didn't get included for consideration in the CIP. So everything in the CIP is either committed, urgent, or necessary in this framework. And actually, in the tables in the back of the CIP, you'll see that there's a code C or U or N for all of the projects in the CIP. How did we evaluate capital improvement projects? And this goes back to that form, the capital improvement project request form. But we had seven different criteria. I won't read all of this, but just to highlight: departmental priority, the urgency, correction of deficiencies, cost savings, alternative solutions, planning justification, and leveraged funding. I won't read all of those definitions, but we looked at everything through the lens of those seven criteria, and that's what was on the project request form. The town solicited capital improvement projects from all of the boards and committees and partner agencies on the screen. I won't read all of them, but you'll note in the bottom right corner, the school board is one of those. It is a requirement under a state statute that the capital improvement program solicit projects and include any projects that come from the school. In this case, this year, we didn't have any that came from the school, but that's on there because we did reach out to the school through the solicitation process and covered that base. We did develop a new fillable PDF project request form. It worked pretty well, I would say, overall. And I think it helped to streamline the process for some of the department heads to fill out and submit projects. This was fillable. They could just save it. When you entered figures for cost of engineering or construction, those things totaled up automatically, so it did the math for you. There were some nice efficiencies in the form, and I would expect that we'll continue to build and use that form in the future. And there were questions on this form related to each of those seven criteria, so sort of allowed each of the department heads to explain how their project proposal fit according to the criteria. Just to highlight the CIP projects by department, for the ambulance department, included in the CIP is a replacement ambulance with ventilator, as well as two replacement defibrillators. I understand there's going to be another discussion about a potential addition to the ambulance department's CIP projects tonight, but that's what's in the draft CIP. Cemetery, Mark, you know this one well, but tree removal for future cemetery expansion at the village cemetery, as well as a mower with trailer in 2026. Fire department, we have the fire engine replacement and the fire station addition. I know the board met with the fire chief and had detailed conversations about both of these. So neither of these are a surprise per se. They were expected, but they are more significant. These are bigger ticket projects for the fire department. General administration, two voting machine replacements included. And that's just because they exceeded the threshold of that $5,000 threshold, and they have a useful life of greater than 5 years. So to cover our bases, we wanted to make sure those were planned for in the CIP. The police department, obviously there's the new police station discussion. We'll be talking more about that this evening as well moving that back in the CIP. But also police cruiser annual replacements and the police body camera replacements. Those are the original police body cameras were deployed in 2022. We expect those to have a 6-year useful life, so we're looking at 2028 for the replacement of those. Solid waste, just one project. It's a telehandler replacement. The solid waste department has two telehandlers. If you're not there is a picture of a telehandler in the report itself, but it's a telescopic forklift. Very essential piece of equipment to the operation of the solid waste facility. There are two of those right now. The one being replaced here was purchased in 2005. It is now close to 20 years old. 20 years is pretty much the end of the useful life for those pieces of equipment. And so we have programmed here a replacement in 2026, and that funding would be drawn from the Recycling Center Capital Reserve. Highways and streets, we lay this out in some detail in the CIP document itself. I've sort of classified these as short-term, medium-term, and longer-term, but essentially short-term being the first 2 years of the CIP, 24 and 25 in this case, medium term we'll talk about in a second, being 26 and 27 and on. So for the short term projects, some of these you've already been discussing at your recent town meeting, so these aren't really, some of these aren't surprises per se. I won't read through all of these, but suffice it to say the town and the road agent has a very good plan that's laid out in the CIP that keeps the annual expenditures level by phasing the construction of reconstruction and rehabilitation of different sections of road over time. That allows, when we talk about a stable tax rate, that scoping phased projects year after year to complete a road over a series of years is how Candia has done things for some time now, and this CIP proposes to continue that. So when we're talking about phase one, phase two, that's because the beginning of a project may happen in 1 year of the CIP, and the second phase may happen in the next, and the third phase may happen after that. Part of that is just how far can a project get with the amount of funding that's appropriated to it. That may vary year by year based on construction costs and materials costs, but that's the approach that's laid out in the CIP. So the short-term projects are listed here. I won't read all of these in the interest of time. You're all familiar with them. The medium-term projects, also detailed in medium-term in this case, being 26 and 27. And then lastly, the series of long-term projects, long-term in this case being the fifth and sixth year of the CIP horizon, 28 and 29. I do want to note that there's one bridge project. It is significant. In the CIP, it's the old Deerfield Road Bridge. This is included on DOT's municipal red list. Anything on the municipal red list means that it's been inspected and it's been deemed to have a structural deficiency of some sort. The red list doesn't mean it's going to collapse tomorrow. What the red list means is it gets inspected more often. And so because of its status on the municipal red list, the town has actually applied for and been included now in the state aid bridge program. So this bridge, the old Deerfield Road Bridge, is in the state DOT's 10-year plan as a state bridge program project. It is currently scheduled for construction in fiscal year 28. I think the total cost of the project off the top of my head is a $1.06 million, something like that in total. The state aid bridge program will cover 80 cents on the dollar of that cost. The town of Candia will be the other 20%. So what's actually programmed in the CIP is the town of Candia's 20% share of that project. And then lastly, I would just note, because you spent a lot of time doing this, we all did over a series of meetings, really strategizing about how to, and I think this is one of the benefits of the way that the towns approach the CIP. to work to program the projects over this six-year period in a way that meets the town's needs, but also tries to minimize peaks and valleys of expenditures year over year, tries to maintain some level of consistency as best as possible for what the annual expenditures across all departments would be. With some of these bigger ticket items, it's harder to do that than, but overall, and this is a little bit fuzzy as how it printed on this, but you can see 1.5 million, 1.8 million, 1.1 million, 1.05 million. The board really worked hard to kind of level out the expenditures and minimize peaks and valleys to the extent possible. And that is what helps to contribute to a stable tax rate, where you're not having major spikes and in any single year. With that, I would open it back to you, Rudy, for questions or comments for the planning board. There is nobody here
today.
I'm not
sure the people at the back of the room could hear you.
And I will stop.
I know they definitely can see it.
But yes, they're...
Good job, Nate.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it.
There's actually three things, Nate, that I have for you.
Yes.
The first one is, this one I didn't discuss with you, the voting machines.
Yes.
That's going to get put off for 2 years because when they did the beta testing on the voting machines in this election, they failed miserably. So they're back to square one. They're going to move that up in 2 years.
Sorry, Rudy. I'm just injecting this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me... I'll come up to the table real quick and just make notes.
Move it up 2 years closer. So was it
farther out?
Okay. Move it up.
They got to start all over again.
All right. So voting machines.
Yeah.
We are.
We're
going to
do that one this year and next year, but it's pushed off for 2 years.
So voting machine replacement was 2024, voting machine number two was 2025. Now we're looking at 26 and 27?
27, yeah.
Okay.
That's the latest information I got from the moderator.
Okay.
The second one on the PD, it didn't pass this year.
Right.
But you'll keep trying, so push everything out a year on that one.
Move it to 25.
Yeah.
The first year, yeah.
And then... we have a new one that just came up when the fire department had taken a look at all of the AEDs. So that one is going to be in 2024. And did you get Mike's?
I did.
Okay.
I do have that.
The only difference, the only thing that he didn't put on there that needs to be added in is that, of course, the source of funding is going to be the ambulance revolving fund.
Okay.
And that's going to be for 2024.
We've got the AEDs.
And that's 16,000. Well, actually, yeah.
13, isn't it?
What's that?
Is it 13, isn't it?
Well, he said 16 in here, but two of the defib units were bought by the association. So I'm not sure whether that 16 includes those two.
I think it does, because I think initially we talked it was only be 13.
Well, I think probably what should be put in there is do the 16,000.
Okay.
But put in 13 from town funds and the 3,000 from donations.
Town funds being the ambulance revolving.
Correct.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's scheduled for 24?
24, yeah. Yeah, I believe they're ordered.
Okay.
So I think that's all. Anybody have anything else that they looked at?
Voting machines, moving back 2 years each. Police department starting 1 year later,
yeah.
In 25, and the AEDs in 24.
Right.
13,000 of which from ambulance revolving fund, 3,000 from private donations.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
All right. You know what I forgot to do? I'm going to have to do this just for formalities. Okay?
Sure, sure. Open the hearing?
I'm going to open the hearing officially at 6:47. Got that, Amy? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any comments?
And any comments? Yeah. The presentation is here. We've heard that. We'll close the public hearing at 6:48 officially. And discussion by the board?
I like it.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've talked to you since we saw the actual printed version, and you know, you made us look good.
No.
we appreciate that. Can we approve this now with edits that we've just made? Because
I was just about to ask if someone would like to make a motion to accept the capital improvements plan as amended, or actually, the first that is that before we accept the plan, make a motion to accept the amendments to the plan as presented tonight.
All right, I'll make that one. I'll start there.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
And Kevin?
Yes.
Okay. Now.
All right, I'll make the motion that we accept the CIP as amended in our previous motion.
Yeah, second on that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
And Kevin?
Yes.
All right, great.
Well, congratulations, everyone.
Thank you. That's a significant milestone.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I will incorporate these edits and get you all a final copy. And Amy and Rudy both have the PowerPoint, so if you want to post that on the town website,
welcome to do that.
Post on the website. That would give people a good chance to take a look at it if they want to.
Now, how do we get this to go into impact fees?
Well, that's going to be next. Now, I was waiting to start the impact fees because we have to draw upon the CIP in order to do that. So that we'll get started right away.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. And I'll be in contact, I assume, with Tim at this point about probably either second half of April or early May, I would come back and discuss some progress on the impact fees. So let's keep that in the back of our mind. But yeah, we'll get started on them. My first chore will be to get these edits incorporated, make sure all the tables are updated and fixed, and get you a final copy of the CIP, though.
And send us a bill.
Right. Well, yeah. That too. All right. Well, thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Great job. All right, under old business, case 24-001, the applicant Bob and Claudia Carr, they requested an extension on that, submitted an email, so that'll stay on the agenda until the next meeting, which is April 6th.
Significant homework to do.
April 3rd.
April 3rd.
Yeah. All right.
Take care, everyone.
Okay.
Thank you, Nate.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nate.
Other business, town planning, the 2023 impact fees need to be worked on, and then the 2024 impact fees have been funded under the new budget, so they need to be worked on. Bob Donovan had called me today and made a suggestion, or actually a question and a suggestion on ADUs, that the way that it's written right now, ADUs are not included in impact fees. And he suggested that ADUs be added to that because they do impact just the same way as any house or anything like that would be too. So that'll be something that's going to actually need a zoning amendment. Or actually, no, it doesn't. It doesn't, because we have the authority to do the impact fees. So it'll just be needed to add it to all of the impact fees.
Especially if we modify the zoning on that too, it's going to have a huge impact, I think.
There's going to be, I'm going to say right now that legislation is going to pass, and that ADUs are going to be allowed by right, and two of them per property. There's just too much support in Concord.
Yeah, they're on housing.
Right now to do that. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why they figure it's going to be. There are,
you and I have work to do.
There are issues, with some of the people saying, like, well, you're saying local control, and then you're taking this local control away from local control. I don't think that's going to matter. But So that's it.
ADUs, I think, in my mind, is like the new version of the big property owners selling off a piece to their kids so they can build a house. You know, we don't have the big properties anymore, so.
Well, I mean, I see where the legislature's coming from, right? It's a way to relieve the housing crisis without doing big developments.
That's coming next.
Right. And I thought when that first got released, it required town's water sewer.
That was last year.
Okay.
The way you get around it this year is that you just have to have adequate water and sewer on site.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So, that failed last year, but it looks like it's going to pass.
So are these all going to go to the ZBA then?
Nope.
They'll come through here?
Nope. Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
They're just perfect. Automatic.
By right.
Yeah, by right.
Just go to
the
building
inspector.
Yep.
But he would have to look at our ADU zoning ordinance, and it would have to comply with that.
Which is going to be null and void.
But like things like side yardage allotments and that kind of stuff.
Still setbacks will still be required.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. But not, there won't be any ADU requirements if the state passes a law that says that ADUs are allowed by right.
So they could be as large as or small? There's no size requirements?
That I don't know. I have a feeling that might change, but I didn't get the details on the size.
That may not if they, be local control.
Right. If they don't change the current law, all the current law states is it must be smaller than the main house.
Right.
It doesn't set a minimum or a max.
But our town regs set a max.
Our town regs set a max. Yes.
Right.
The state sets a minimum of 750, I think.
750.
Yeah. It's the state minimum.
Yeah.
But they don't set a max. It just has to be smaller than the main residence.
Right.
So is the state, when they pass this new law, is this going to be for attached or detached?
Both. It will allow both. That's the way that it's
so
written.
That legislation is at the House now?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
With a lot of momentum?
Yep.
That one.
So that how would that work out with Tower Hill?
Right? That one makes sense.
The way that we had that issue a couple years ago.
About
that would go away. Because it won't be our problem.
Okay, so then it would be allowed. Remember Tower Hill with all the multiple
houses? Oh, yeah. The only issue there is they didn't have any way of determining the water and sewage.
There was eight up there.
Right. Yeah. That was their problem.
But this is max two now, right? Max two.
If it passes.
Yes. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's related to the people in the main home or anything?
It still looks like, from what I can see, and I didn't get detailed details on it, but it looks so far that one of the properties or one of the buildings has to be owner-occupied. It can't be just rentals.
Yeah, you can't make a rental property
Correct.
Out of your property.
Yeah.
Right, but if the owner is in the big house, can they rent out the ADUs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you can do that now, too.
Okay.
Just that they have to be actually present.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, we'll have to see what the legislation is, but we could still, as a town, regulate, like, has to be within a certain distance of the house or, you know, a single driveway or something like that.
No.
No, I don't think so.
As a matter of fact, one of the things in there specifically states that the towns cannot require more than one driveway for each one of the ADUs. And right now, I believe ours is 1.5 per ADU or something like that.
Now, isn't there regulations about things like breaking stone walls and that kind of stuff? Like,
there is.
So if you had one driveway with a break in a stone wall, then you couldn't have another one.
Yes, you can.
But each dwelling can have two driveways.
Correct.
Dwelling can have two driveways.
So that means you'd be able to punch a stone wall.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They can't. You can't be stopped from punching a hole in your stone wall. Under our ordinances, and state ordinances, you can be prevented from having driveways installed under the current regulations and laws. Like, say, for example, up here, there was a problem we had up here when Ken Purrington wanted to do his property up here. He sold the big white house up at the top, and he wanted to keep some land down in the bottom. And the state had said, you can't get a driveway permit because we only allowed for one driveway permit on that piece of land, the whole piece, even before it was subdivided. So that was a problem, but they got around it and they got a driveway in there. But the issues with stone walls is in Candia, stone walls can't be moved or removed if it's on a scenic road, just like trees. You can't cut trees and you can't move stone walls.
Or if it's a boundary line.
Or boundary.
Right, right. And only on scenic roads, so it's like, that's it.
So with the new or the ADU information you're talking about, you have a 3-acre lot, you have a main home, you can add 2 ADUs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, as long as the water and the septic will handle
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah. Now, this is different than what the car subdivision is, because the car subdivision is all rentals.
Right.
That's why they have to submit a site plan on that.
And they're all the same size.
Correct.
One main residence and
correct. Because they have,
but then again, they've also got 6, not 2. 6 units.
Right, right. Because you can do a duplex anywhere in Candy in the residential zone. What you have to have, I think, is 4 acres instead of 3 acres. But that's 3 duplexes on one property. So that's why they had to go to ZBA
mm-hmm.
and do a site plan review for that.
I foresee a lot of gray-haired people moving into ADUs,
mm-hmm.
developing trusts, and having their kids moving to the main houses.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing.
No.
Right?
No.
It's basically what they used to do many years ago when they had 100 acres.
Right.
Yeah. And you can do that now.
Right.
There's nothing that says that that's going to change at all. But
this just adds, we allow one and it has to be attached.
Right.
This will change it to 2 and they don't have to be attached.
I like that.
Which is something we were talking about doing anyway.
So,
yeah.
So
yeah.
It doesn't really affect.
It took half our job away.
But yeah, okay. it just makes it easier
it gives us a lot of coverage from all the flack that will come down from people in town.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it won't be us really allowing it. It'll just be the state saying this is the way it is.
Right, right.
And will we post that on our website when it does come down so people know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
it'd be good.
Now, it's still subject to change, obviously.
Well, I'm saying still when it passes, if it passes.
Yeah, because I think, if I remember right, I wanted to look it up tonight. I think it's in the House right now. And usually in the House, it's got to go to a couple of committees and then to the Senate and then to the governor for his signature. So look it up. See what you think.
Yeah, we should all thank, was Kathleen Tiernan there for her letter in the Boy Scout package
and
her posts on Facebook.
She did a lot of work.
Because that was...
And she stood out at the polls.
I know.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
First time in my life I had to vote absentee. I was in New York and couldn't get here. But yeah, I was very happy to read those results.
There was like 3 of them out there all day long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was really cold.
Yeah.
Raw. Windy.
And it failed by like 2-1.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was 2-1.
Oh yeah.
Failed.
Easily.
Yeah.
Significantly.
So that was good.
Yeah, that was
relief,
impressive. Eh? That one,
yeah.
I liked that.
Yeah,
that was good news.
All right, and then let's see. We're all set on Foster Farms, as far as I know. I haven't heard anything that they appealed to the Supreme Court or anything, but I think that time frame has expired because I don't think it was extended because of the appeal of the hearing. So that goes away. Then the last thing I have on things in here is the HOP grant for phase 2. It appears that we do have we are going to get the grant because we were pre-approved for it. And then the governor, I believe, put some of the extra money that was left over from the COVID funds and put it in there. So it funds more of them and we were in there. So we should be able to... proceed with that. As I told Nate before, that has to be revised.
Do we have to make a motion or do anything on this at this point in time?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
That was 75K?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Here's the number here.
So I think
just look at that as getting something back from our taxpayers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't even come close, Michael.
Right.
I know. But it's something.
So, yeah, we should be good with that. You're going to have to do some work on getting that revised. So, all right. Anybody else have anything else?
Any minutes?
Minutes.
Oh, minutes.
I got a few things. It's always fun. It's kind of like, you know,
what did I see?
Hidden thing.
Oh, minutes went on there.
The minutes, yeah. Approval of minutes right under the HOP.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah. And I love how the lines are numbered. So, line 104, we have gone through that, but just to check on the items to get the board's feeling, it's one board, so it should be apostrophe S. Just a little thing, Amy. They're all little things, just for fun.
Oh, yeah.
Line 119, I am kind of saying FF, probably if.
That wasn't F you. That was
probably
me
the word if.
That was me that
I
said that.
I like that.
Yeah.
And you probably did swear. Well, you don't.
Yeah, it was also, there was another thing too on that since we're on that line because I made a note here. Yeah, it was if. And then
catch,
it was just a funny one.
Are we, and then there was dot, 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 setting a precedence. That's what I said.
Setting a precedence?
Yeah, are we in setting a precedence? Okay. They said that like five times.
Yeah.
That's why it's dot, dot, dot.
Right, exactly. Again and again.
Again and again.
Line 147. And that Baird is not commercial?
I thought it
yeah.
Bard, I mean, you know, like.
Yes. Barn, yeah, barn.
Yeah.
Barn.
I thought he was talking about Shakespeare, the barn.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's barn. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Bard, Baird, I said, yeah. Okay, and there might have been one more. Oh, yeah. Line 277, Jay Lindsay says, it isn't, it should have a question mark.
Oh, sorry.
I wanted to know about the use of the barn. What if they wanted to, you know, raise alpacas or something, or I don't know. I was just curious. I didn't know.
Non-commercial property.
I was just curious.
I got another one on 255. Rudy said, "Ask the fire chief, Dean Young," and then it's talking about, and then Dean just goes on to talk about the access road. So I'm assuming Rudy asked. The access road to the barn. I assume Rudy asked about the access road to the barn.
Yes.
That was the only other thing I
said. I would think they could use the western tote, the old logging road that goes down through there. Because one goes down to on the east side of it, and one goes down on the west side, and they both come together up at the point.
Yeah, you know, and but the problem is, you know, is, as you mentioned, Brian, right, they're going to have pullouts or something so the trucks
are... Yeah, I mean, you know, Brian's assessment of that and all the detail that he put in there I thought was overkill. I mean, it's, if the guy owned that property and wanted to stick a barn out there, we wouldn't be talking to him.
Right. Actually, he should have kept the barn off of the plan.
Yeah, I mean, it would have got a building permit later on to build a barn.
It would have reduced the requirement for the AOP.
Well, I don't know if it would have hurt that at all, but it brought up a lot of discussion that was unnecessary.
Right. And but if he's going to build a barn, he's got to have a road that can support a cement truck, which is
fairly
wide and pretty heavy. Right?
And that, to me, is that's his issue.
Right, right.
That's
right.
Not our issue.
I agree.
The problem is that it's a site plan, so
that's why he shouldn't have had it on there. He could have built the barn later or something.
If he built the barn later, he would have come back to the board. Had to come back to the board for a revision to the site plan. That was the major problem with having that whole property in the site plan. Now, of course, you know the board has to vote on whether they want to not require the whole perimeter site plan up there, which has been done before, but still. Because it is a site plan, if he changes anything at all, then he needs to come back to the board for a revision.
Got it. That's true.
All right, anything else?
Do we need a motion to accept the
Yep.
The minutes?
Oh, minutes, yes.
Minutes. Go ahead. It's amended.
I'll make the motion to accept the minutes as amended.
I'll second. Any discussion? Rudy, yes. Mark?
Abstain.
Okay.
I was at a school board meeting that night.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
And Kevin?
Yes.
Okay. Now.
Motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Wait a minute before you adjourn.
You're going to hear?
Yeah, I just want to publicly thank Rudy for his many years of expertise and leadership and commitment to the planning board. Thank you for being the chair for as many years as you have been. Appreciate it.
Yes, I
agree.
I agree totally.
Okay. All right. Now, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
That's it. All right. Very good. Nice.